Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
I've titled my message, Spirituals.
And then I said, man, one man, it's a pony saying,
Spirituals is whom you mean. Spirituals. And it's very powerful that we all understand it. Now, I want us to read our Bibles in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. It said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant.
I say, na dear, if I hum from Achadiano, in your name, Mempesa midi bibi arabesiemu.
Good. I will not have you ignorant.
Mempesa midi bibi arabesiemu.
So the first thing about the spirituals, is it, and also if you read the original translation, in fact, the Russian translations and the original translation of the Bible, the word gift is not there. So originally, it is concerning spirituals. But originally, in the Bible, no one achedie na anka ho. But because of what he was going to say, that is why he made it like that. But originally, he said concerning whom nioma.
Okay.
Or whom. So concerning spirituals. So the first thing is that don't be ignorant about spirituals.
Adi edi kind say, and sese whom nioma yedi besiyo.
Nani din yamadi nyame bi hinta me.
So God does not want us to be ignorant of spiritual things. Because it's supposed to help you. First of all, ignorance of spiritual things means that you not know God well. Because God himself is a spirit. He's a spiritual. It's a spirit. So if you are ignorant of the spiritual, it means you cannot flow and understand God. So knowing spiritual things will help your walk with God. And then help you to benefit from the things of God. Help you to understand the way God does his things. Because one of the things God has said is that his ways are not our ways. Because his ways are spiritual. And therefore, if you don't understand his ways, you will miss it. So it's very important that we understand spiritual things. Your ignorance doesn't make it non-existence. Your ignorance doesn't make it non-existence. That's why even the lawyers have said that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
It's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse because the law is there. So if it's not an excuse, how are you supposed to know? It means you should know. Okay. So it means you should know. So when you go to court, you can't say, oh, I didn't know that if I do this, this is what will happen to me. It's not an excuse.
So
ignorance of spiritual things is also not an excuse.
It is a
You You cannot say that, oh, why is it that God is dealing with me this way and God is dealing with this person that way? God wants you to know spiritual things so that you also will benefit from it. And many things are spiritual. I also want to, before we go on, to accept that the spirituals have rules. Have rules. Even though it's spiritual, it has rules. It has rules. And so you see that in the Bible, there are many, many, you find a lot of spiritual things. Which includes prayer, blessings, the word of God, curses, the blood of Jesus, evil spirits, the fruit of the Spirit. They are all spiritual things in the Bible. Prayer is a spiritual thing. Prayer is a spiritual thing. To stand somewhere and pray to someone and expect that something will happen, it's a spiritual thing. So your ignorance of this will not help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit is a spiritual thing. So if you are ignorant of the fact that bearing the fruit of the Spirit is a spiritual thing and will benefit you, you will not be helped. For instance, many of the problems we have, if you have the fruit of the Spirit, you will not have it. Many of the marital issues that come to me, I notice that the problem, the solution, is just the fruit of the Spirit. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. So if they had borne that fruit of the Spirit, the problem they had, they would not have brought it to anybody. Oftentimes when I'm so matter issue, I get to a point, I tell them that, my friend, this is your case. I don't think anything can solve it. The only thing that can solve it is that you have to love just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And love is not by force. And love cannot be manufactured. And love cannot be manufactured.
And also the own team in your machine.
Look, if you manufacture love, it gets to a point you realize that you will hit the wall. If your love has not come as a result of the fruit of the Spirit, so which includes love,
so don't feel whom abas womwa,
which makes love as strong as death. You see, for love to be as strong as death, it must be that love that is the fruit of the Spirit. And many wives and husbands, they need that love. The day that I realized that my wife needed that love, we were watching a film. The person who says she will love me till death shall do us part. When we were watching a film and a creature was chasing them on the waters, and the woman's husband fell, and this woman has developed the love from the Spirit, so she was trying to turn to go and save the man right beside me. My wife said, hey, don't go, don't go, don't
go.
That was the day I realized that, hey, Odopa,
Odopa ni,
Odobi yo, Yesu doi, Odopa, Odobi yo. No, what the hot pepper? Hey, so I tell her, I say, hey, if it were me, come me and come yamao.
Ehwana maybe someone say, hey, in me and come yamao.
Then she told me, oh, this one is a film.
Ehwana can say, oh, wait there.
I say, out of the abundance of the heart.
Let me can say, oh, if we are coming.
Look, the English has only one word for love, but in the Hebrew and Greek, they have so many words for love.
You get it?
Love is more than sex. Otherwise, the prostitute have a lot of love. Love is more than sex. Love! You see, so when you understand spirituals, you will know that even for your marriage to work, you need to develop the fruit of the spirit. Because it's a spiritual thing. That is why a spiritual person can see another spiritual person by the way the person behaves in the midst of bad circumstances or situations.
Because
one of the fruit of the spirit is joy. And joy is different from happiness. So if you want to see that somebody is spiritual, you see how the person behaves in the midst of problems. Because joy is spiritual. It's a fruit of the spirit. So don't be ignorant of the fact that this is a spiritual thing.
So
if you're a wife and you don't know how to talk to your husband, it's a show of ignorance of spiritual things. Yeah, you don't understand spiritual. If you're a husband and you don't know how to talk to your wife, you're always beating your wife, you don't know spiritual things.
Because
gentleness is the fruit of the spirit. Gentleness is the fruit of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm just trying to let you know that there are a lot of things that are spiritual, and we don't have to be ignorant. Even some of you, the reason why you are poor is your ignorance of the fact that to be modest is a spiritual thing. Because you don't have money and you want to live beyond your means. And every night you account for all night for money.
Me,
what you need is the fruit of the spirit. So we have established that we don't have to be ignorant about spiritual things. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Now, in 1 Corinthians, the same 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you go to 7, verse 7, it says that, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all.
Nanso, woman whom nu ye ni hum edi womu biaramu na aye ye.
Manifestations of the Spirit, no. God say, for ye nyina no ebe boye. Do you get it? When it works, it helps you. That's a manifestation. So it says that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to help you. Is that not so? To profit you. So ignorance of this means that you are going to lose some help. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The spiritual is supposed to help you. Profit you in your business. Profit you in your marriage. Profit you in your everything. So if you are ignorant of it, you are not going to get the help. Listen, ignorance of the law has sent people to jail. I read a book called something of just big book. So many people have been in jail because of ignorance and the ignorance of their lawyers. So it can hurt you if you don't try to understand spiritual things. And again, I also want to establish this. I'm establishing so many things so that we can understand when we go on. I also want you to know that spiritual things, it works when you have a personal revelation.
You see, many
of the spiritual things, they work. And God, and by the way, God is not the only spirit. God is a spirit. If he was the Holy Spirit, I said God is the spirit. But I say God is a spirit. So God is not the only. There are a lot of spirits around. There is the spirit of the devil. The devil is also a spirit. And you know, as you have been flying, that you are also a spirit. Because witches are also spirits. And wizards are spirits. And all spiritual things have rules. I heard one of the rules of the spiritual recently. I was shocked. This man went to see a spirit, and the spirit said, I can make you rich. I can make you very, very rich. Only every year you should get one mad woman in her period and sleep with her. No, one mad woman in her period. Mad woman. Can you believe it? Even the person is not mad, how is it like? And now the person is mad, but the person doesn't bath. And in her period.
And then
sleep with her. This is the only way you can keep the money flowing. What a shock. So that's the rule. You people, you are blessed. So you have this God who has given us mercy freely. Everything. Another guy, they told him, don't bath. Don't bath throughout your life. When you bath, you are breaking the rules. If you go and marry such a man and he says he wants lollipop, what are you going to do? So, there are a lot of spirits, but God is one of the spirits. But he's the father of all spirits. Everything was made by him. So we are concerning ourselves about spirituals of God, but we also are not ignorant of the other part of the spirituals, that they are demons and they are witches. So spirituals are then, God is a spirit. And he's supposed to profit us. He's supposed to help us.
Our
understanding and knowing spiritual things is supposed to help us. Let's go to Acts chapter 27 verse 9. You will see that ignorance of the spiritual can hurt you. So we'll call Acts 27. Now, don't say, one spiritual thing serious are, it will not help you.
Asomafo homa no eti dionu enson nchemu nkunu.
Now this says that now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with much hurt and might damage, not only to the laden and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, so they were going to travel, almost be too quiet. And Paul, by the Spirit, warned him, almost say, Jenny, that here, be corner, a bit to me, any problems, Abba. So Paul was now exhibiting the spiritual. Jenny, now, because me see, ignorance of the spiritual can hurt you, you say, and it will not make you do well. And so Ketchum said, this journey is going to be with much hurt. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. You see, the centurion, see, what Paul said was a spiritual thing. But because the centurion was ignorant about of spiritual things, he didn't believe Paul.
Another reason
he didn't believe Paul was that, and because the heavens was not commodious to winter in, the more bad advice to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenix and there to winter, which is an haven in Crete, and lie toward the south of the world. Which means that not because and you may be so around now, Emma, to take Paul's advice will not be good, you know. They decided to go on. But Paul told them that this journey that you are going to do is not going to be well with us.
Paul catch from says, I went to win.
But it was a spiritual thing. I remember one day, Pastor Berema is a mechanical engineer. One day, I was going to church and his car was spoiled. And he was repairing his car. And I told him, when I was pastor, I just said that, check this thing. When I said it as usual of him, he laughed. Then I went to my office and came back. He was still on the car. And he was still on the car for a long time. I told him again, have you checked this thing? He didn't mind me. He was like the centurion. He didn't know that I was operating the spiritual. Later I was in my office and he came. And he told me that, do I know that what I told him to check?
Until the home of the office.
I mean, in all his work and profession as a mechanical engineer, whatever, that was the last thing that would occur to him. But what actually saw the problem was also what I told him. So, do you remember? So, he was asking me how I got to know. My answer to him is that concerning spirituals, brethren, don't be ignorant. And so he was able to move his car after he listened to my advice. Hallelujah. That is what was happening to the people who were going to journey. Bible said the manifestation, the spirituals are given to profit you.
Bible say,
but if you are ignorant of it, because there are some of you, I'm sure you have also called me. Because this lady, when she told me that, in fact, I was very disappointed. Said that when I went, they told me that the PhD has been cancelled, and I was like, oh. After I've prayed for you and I've made all these confessions, but immediately I just said that, look, it is now going to start. Because in the first one, she didn't ask for scholarship.
When besides scholarship.
So she was surprised when the second one came and this one with a full scholarship. But you see, she had to believe in the spiritual. She wasn't ignorant that even though I am doing all that humanly speaking I should do, there are also spiritual interventions that God can make.
No, Nimuso said, if
even though I may yet say, Nimpa yet biano, may yet me suad, may yet say no, there are also spiritual interventions God can make.
Amen.
So, Bible says that, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euro-cladding. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work, everything, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, Paul told them that you should have listened to me.
Paul, catch from us, and can you say munti emen?
Yes, you should have listened to the spiritual.
And can you say munti hunhuma sem?
Because hunhuma sem no eye important.
It
works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. So if you are spiritual, You know the things that God has given to you freely. You see, there are some free things God has given to you. And yet people are selling it to you. They have written on it, this item is not for sale. Is to be given free of charge. And yet someone is selling to you. Giving it to you for 10,000. Meanwhile, the thing has come even with your name on it. But because you don't know that this is freely given to you, you are still buying and paying money for it.
Hey!
How can you pay money for healing that has been freely given to you? God has given you healing free. You don't have to pay. Salvation is free. Salvation is free. Look, do you know that sometimes people were ignorant that salvation was free? And so they were doing so much for their salvation, including giving money and doing so many things. And then if you sin, the things you have to do to atone for it, meanwhile, it had been freely. Freely. But how can you know? You can know the free things God has given to you when you are spiritual. I tell you, as you have free protection. Free protection.
As
this couple were going to pay money to have a baby, and I told them, the next time you go and see this doctor, they will find out that you are pregnant. The doctor has charged her for 3 times, and the money was huge. So she said, she told her this one, because I've charged you for 3, this one I will give you half. I said, no. Some things are for free. Some things are for free. Your babies are for free.
The
Bible says children are a gift.
Bible says,
so enough is enough. The next time when she went, the daughter was surprised.
That
freely, what a husband did has happened.
Who said?
And she was pregnant. Bible says, you know that, see, the things we might, so that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. What I'm teaching you is for you to know that there are a lot of things that our ignorance is what is keeping it from us. But if you are spiritual and you believe, so church, God is a spirit. And we are also supposed to walk in the spirit. We have to understand that the spiritual is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by the way, I also want you to know that you don't have to be an unbeliever to be unspiritual. You don't have to be an unbeliever to be on. You can be a believer but be very unspiritual. You can be a Christian but you don't believe anything of the spirit. You're always criticizing, doing, because you don't believe. Look at 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. I say, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, now, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ.
Na men so enuanu men to mini mwan kasa se hun mufo. Nam se huna mufo se Christo mu nkokwa.
Because you can be a Christian, but you'll be skeptical about spiritual things. You don't have you don't believe it. That's why I said that, look, for you to understand the spiritual, you have to personally believe it. My faith in the spiritual may not work for you. You have to personally believe
that it is a spiritual thing.
You have to have a personal revelation. that testing works. That's why when Pastor Francis was taking the offering and reading all those scriptures, I was very happy in my spirit, because he's not just taking the offering, no. He wants you to know that it is biblical.
Internal Pastor Francis na all dia for ebona na all kind Bible mun se na eya me de. It says me hu say opese mun ti bi bi ase.
And the way that thing will work for you is when you personally have a belief that this thing will work.
Na dia be ma sa dia wa aye juma ma on en say one kasa we be gie di say adi we.
And you see that it will work. So spiritual things work. But you have to personally believe it. Nobody can believe for you. Amen. And as I was saying, you can be a Christian and be very unspiritual. Look, there are some of you sitting here, all these spiritual things you are saying, I see you believing. You think it's a joke. Even when they say, you think it's a joke. Because you don't understand that this thing is a powerful thing that is happening. You are a Christian. But you think it's a joke. That is why you realize that you pay first and best, you do everything, and yet you don't see much about it.
Because
you first have to accept that it's a spiritual thing. Are you
getting
what I'm saying? Look, let me tell you something. Can you believe that a whole army was defeated by singers and dancers? Can you believe it? Do you know that? I mean, army has come to attack a nation, and the whole army was defeated by singers and dancers. Are you seeing that dancing and singing is a spiritual thing?
Let me
ask you a question. How many of you come here to dance knowing that it's a spiritual thing? Because some of you, when you come, even the way you are dancing, I can know that it's just the music that has started and you are dancing. But you don't know that this thing, it has the power to break hands, it has the power to set free. You don't have that. Don't be ignorant too. As people are weaving their handkerchief dancing here, they know why they are dancing and what it can do for them. So if you are just coming here to just also dance and go, you see that you will dance and go, nothing will happen. And somebody will dance and something will happen. So don't be ignorant. As you have come to church, some can be ignorant and be here, not knowing what is happening. What can be more spiritual than church? Concerning what is happening in church today, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Some of you are still ignorant about what is happening here. I'm telling you, you are ignorant of the fact that angels are here. I mean, even the way you have sat down, you are thinking about your problems. You are ignorant of the fact that you don't have to live here with your problems again. You are ignorant of the fact that you have come before God, before whom there is nothing that he cannot do. What problem do you have? That you are still thinking about it like this. Put a smile on your face and be happy. Hallelujah. So spiritual things are spiritual things. And church, if you see, what happens is that those of us who should believe in the spirituals with knowledge, we don't do it. We think we are too known and too learned. Sometimes too much learning can make you too known. And then the people who know that, as for us, we don't know anything. All that we know is that God can do it. They don't know about mathematics. They don't know about physiology. They don't know about sociology. All that they know is that God can do it. They are the ones who say that they always share some testimonies that you think that something strange is happening. Look, spiritual, anything that is some kind of, it has rules and regulations, it works for both believers and unbelievers.
Yeah.
So, Amen.
Amen.
That is why this guy, Naaman, he was too known. He was too learned. He was too learned.
No, nimnioma bebre.
So when God told Naaman to go and bath in the river, Naaman said, what do you mean? These pastors and churches who have come, anything you get, you just open your mouth and say things to people. If you look at me, do I look at somebody who should come and be dancing in the front? Do I look like that? So he almost lost his, because he was ignorant. Spiritual, you see, spiritual things have a way of operating. So don't be ignorant. Hallelujah. Don't be ignorant. Now, the reason why I believe Paul is saying that don't be ignorant is that, you see, the spirituals are spirituals.
Look,
human beings, we are limited, though.
It's as a we are so limited.
And there's something that also works in the realm of the spirit.
And
Paul wants us to connect to that thing.
See, by faith.
Anyway, let me also establish that you can connect to the spiritual by faith. As for the spiritual, nobody is a spirit here. We all believe by faith. We all operate the spirit by faith. We are saved by faith. And we're by faith. Even if you told me that God said so, I will still have to have faith to believe what you have said. So the spiritual is by faith. But otherwise, I want to make a statement to that. For me, for me and for you too, I don't know how the spiritual works, but it works. That's what the Bible said. Don't ask who will go and bring Jesus up or who will go and bring Jesus down. All that you need to just believe. Honestly, I don't know how it works. I don't know how telling somebody that you have received a child. I don't know the processes that will make a womb that doesn't have received a child for years to suddenly receive a child. I don't know the processes. But I know that it works. I know that it works. I know that if you are not married, and you have not been married for some time, you have to marry, and we say you believe, and you believe. I know that if you believe, I don't know how it's going to, whether the man is going to be created from Arab or whether Saudi Arabia, from, but I believe that it will work.
Meaning, so we have now worry, and now Ujidi said, we worry. Meaning, so the name said, yeah, baby, but Nansu, me what too.
I don't know how it works. People have tried to know how the universe is working. Powers of gravitational, centrifugal, there are some things you can know, but there are some things you can never know. So you have to believe. You have to believe. And one of the spiritual things I don't want to be ignorant about, which is very strange, I don't know how it works, is the law of sowing and reaping.
And none say,
the law of sowing. I cannot understand. Do you get it? That you are believing God for something, you sow a seed. I don't know what the seed has to do with what you are believing God for. I don't know what happens, but it works. You only have to believe and use it. And it works. And those who believe, it has worked for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are ignorant, what is going to happen is that, like Paul said, you should have listened to me. One day, what will happen to that? You hear, you should have listened. Or you should have done. One of the testimonies that has been going on here has been that during this, I gave to the prophet and this happened. I gave the prophet and this happened. I gave the prophet and this happened. So when you give to the prophet, what happens that this blessing comes? Do you know, Ivan? You are a scientist. Do you know? You don't know, but the person said, and I gave. It's a spiritual thing.
Eh ehunhuma de.
And it's given for your profit.
Na eh se mboa.
And any spiritual thing that you have opportunity to do, if you do it by faith, you will profit.
Ehunhuma de bia wo ye bia so de gidie kan ho a, wo benya mo afim.
And very soon I'm going to you are going to have an opportunity for profiting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the spiritual things that makes you profit, which honestly to you, I'm also something I also think about. You get it? Because I also think about, if you're a woman, but you don't think, it's also some way. You get it? You have to think. That's how God has given us minds. Do you get it? I also think about what happens when you give to a man of God.
Then they see, so the baby man or so for then I'll give him.
Then I will ask, so why would God tell the widow woman? All these years she has been praying for financial breakthrough. All these years she has been praying. And then God decides to bless her. And that what he does is that he sends a man of, this is not his, even his pastor, a man of God who has been hiding in a cave for a long time. And then this man goes to her life and the first is that, give me something to eat.
Onyame ka chere oba kuna fo ne se obeshira no. Enhyirenim no osuma na koa se onko ne ho. Okoye no. E na osofo no so ka chere ne se fa nye wo no fama me na me defense.
And then when he gave the person to eat from that day, the woman no, became one of the financiers of a community.
Enhyira kaseye ba oba kuna fo
no. Is it in the Bible?
Our Bible.
Can we explain what happened? It's a spiritual thing. And then you, so what even makes it is, why didn't God, if God all along, God could do it, why didn't he do it? Why did he wait for her to do that thing? Which also means that if she had not done it, she would have eaten her last and died. And some of you, you are eating your last diet, your last house, your last car. You are eating your last things. Your next house you are going to build, you are eating it. Your next ticket you are going to buy to go abroad, you are eating it with. A ticket to abroad is about $3,500 or whatever, or $1,200 or whatever. Can it be compared to 40 cedis yogurt? And yet you are eating it. Last. Last, you are eating. That's why you have opportunity to give an offering. Transportation offering, last they say when we are going free will offering somebody's transportation. Meanwhile, you are believing God that your car will come. Recently, a brother gave me a testimony. He says his car had been left somewhere. It has either been seized or somewhere because of something that happened. And the car needed to be released, and then he came to sow a seed. Then he told me how miraculously the car, his car alone was released.
Yes.
Without doing any kululu. Without doing any, his kululu he did was the seed he sowed. He did God kululu. He won't do any man kululu. He did the kululu in the corridors of eternity. You can do kululu in the corridors of, I mean that's in positive kululu. Yeah. Do you get it? God said, give first. Look, you don't have to be a believer to be a skeptic of what I'm saying. What I'm saying, some of you maybe start thinking, you see, I told you. Meanwhile, you are born again, don't talking. Bible says, as for this, you are a natural man, so we can't help it. Do you get it? But for those who believe, it's still working for them. Amen.
Amen.
I have come to see that there are some grounds when you sow, you are blessed. One of those grounds is the fundraising we did. Those of you who blessed. How many of you came for the fundraising? You see, there is a blessing of the Lord and there's a blessing of labor. The blessing of labor means that you have to work for, I mean, yes, I'm not saying that, it's not like, I'm just saying that according to whatever, you may have to wait for 5 years to buy your first car. 15 years to buy your land. then after 25 years to start the foundation according to the blessing of labor. But the blessing of the Lord is that by the time you realize you have bought the house and you are living in your house.
What are dying and now what's dining?
Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And those things, they come by this type of sowing and reaping. This type of sowing. That's why some of you, are there people who can't explain some blessings in your life? I'm one. There are some things I can't explain how they came. Mysterious. So those of you who gave your opportunity to be blessed and pay the give your this thing, you decided to go and buy meat pie. And you have said that as of me, I'm going to build my house because after I finish university, I've got a work. I'm going to work and build my house. Okay, we are here. Just pray that we are not too old when we are come to dedicate your house. But there is a blessing of the Lord. So labor is very important when it's augmented by the blessing of the Lord.
Hey.
Hey. How I see people being blessed in this church. You know, in everything and there are weights. If you go to in the rule of boxing, there are weights. You have heavy weight, bantam weight, feather weight, lightweight, flyweight,
paperweight, different sizes.
Featherweight is what you're saying, according to your weight, according to your measure. And they have, where book on bank is which weight? Eh? Welterweight. You see, there. You see, if you come, let's say, into a realm of the spirit, there are weight divisions. There are weight divisions. So maybe if somebody can sow into my life for her car to be released or his car to be released.
So
if a paperweight can make this happen, what about the super heavyweights?
It's a paperweight part to me, yes, Ejuma, we are. Now, super heavyweight bedding.
I mean, annex all the championships. Hey. So I am telling you that the Father through whom all of us were born, through whom all these things that we are doing, God is giving him another year. Which is also an opportunity for you. An opportunity for you to sow a spiritual seed. So I want you to start preparing a powerful honor your prophet offering. You haven't mentioned your names, I have to mention. A powerful honor your prophet offering. Look, young men, how many people are under 30 years here? Young men, brothers. Stand, let me see. All men who are under 30 years, stand. You are under 30 years. So you say, we are 30 years. You are under 30 years. All brothers.
I'm just sorry.
All brothers under 30 years. Brothers under 30 years. Ye believe in God. Believe also in his prophets. That you are going to prosper before you reach the age of 40. By 35, you are going to live in your own houses. You are going to get that jobs that is going to make you a millionaire. Receive it in Jesus' name. Please, some above 30 people have joined the thing. Oh, this is supposed to be for 30 people, but they have all joined
it.
You are going to live in your own house by the time you are 35, because you are going to use the rules of the spirituals. And help from God is going to come to you. So brothers, believe it. The sisters will believe you. You will be, look, the sisters will look at you. They will see that you have money. money, you have dough. You have dough. Many of you brothers who are below 30 are here. You don't have money. You don't have anything. No sister can benefit anything from you. But now a certain breakthrough is coming. A certain breakthrough is coming. The sisters, when they see you, do not ignore you again. Hey, when your car passes by, you may be a mason, you may be a carpenter, you may be a doctor, you may be a lawyer, you may be a tailor, but this spiritual help that is coming is coming to help them to move fast. Look, whatever profession you are in, except those of you who need also to upgrade yourselves, you are going to be the best in that area. In the name of Jesus. Brothers below 35, go ahead and sit down. Sisters below 35, where are you? Please sit down for the sisters below 35. Oh, below 30. Some people say they are below. Whatever I say, they are below. If you are a sister, you are below 30 years. The Spirit of God is upon me to make your life change. Spirituals. One of the major spiritual things that you have to believe in is the declaration and proclamations of the prophets. And young girls and young ladies here, below 30 years, by the age of 35, quarter 40, it will be as though, according to the time of life, you have worked in your life for 80 years. Because things that are supposed to come for years to come, you are going to start enjoying it before you are 30, before you are 25, before you are 35, in the name of Jesus. Blessings that are supposed to have come by now, which hasn't come, you will not cross 30 with it. And if you are 20, you will not cross 25 with it. You will not cross 2 years with that thing. I hear 2 years. You will not cross 2 years with that thing. In the name of Jesus. Just believe.
GD.
Just believe.
GD.
Believe in the one who can set you up.
And put you down.
Believe in the Almighty God. Believe in His ways. And believe in the things He does. Several of you are going to give testimonies of today that you said it and it has come to pass. Put your hands together for Jesus. That all those above 40, you don't need to come here. All those above 40 who have believed God for certain things but you have not seen, receive a speeding up anointing, doubling of speed, because it's that the time is passing. By this time you should be relaxing and be chilling and be enjoying life in a certain way, but you are still forcing and doing certain things. Receive your breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. Look, if it was supposed to take 10 years, it has been reduced to months. In the name of Jesus. Don't be ignorant concerning spirituals. You are blessed. God make His face to shine on all of you today. God continue to bless us. God continue to make people know that we are different from them. May they know that the name of God upon us has made us different from them. That we are all doing the same things and yet we seem to always be going forward. That our help that we need doesn't come from man, but comes from God. God bless you specially. And this week, God give you a special breakthrough. A special breakthrough. Somebody is going to receive a special answer. An answer to certain things that have been you have been asking about,
special,
so unusual, special, and it is changing your life forever. It is bringing back unusual joy, happiness. You say, hey, I never knew that life could be so wonderful like that. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. The first step to being spiritual. I mean, you can be a spiritual and be a witch. That's another spirituality. But the first of being a proper spiritual and relating with God is by giving your life to Jesus. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So you want to say that, Pastor, I want you to pray for me to give my life to Jesus. Deep, deep down in my heart, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want God to give me this free salvation and forgive me of my sins. Please pray for me. You want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus?
So,
I want you to say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess.
I confess
today.
Today
that I am a sinner.
That I am a sinner.
And I want you, Lord Jesus.
And I want you, Lord Jesus,
to forgive me.
To forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And wash me.
And wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
From today.
From today.
Before this church.
Before this church.
I say with my mouth.
I say with my mouth.
What I believe in my heart.
What I believe in my heart.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
That Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
And from today.
And from today.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ
is the Lord of my life.
Is the Lord of my life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That just as I am.
That just as I am.
You have accepted me.
You have accepted me.
And I'm yours.
And I'm yours.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Patomun kampai we ni meti yesi yeti ase. Ase eradi yesu.
Eradi yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Se wajeme. Papa.
Papa.
Misrao.
Misrao.
For me boni ni acheme.
For me boni ni acheme.
Natro mi di.
Natro mi di.
Ewa mkwa humani.
Ewa mkwa humani.
Se debe ya miwa.
Se debe ya miwa.
Anase oba.
Anase oba.
Mumbi wanonka.
Patomun bi manona munka. Menya dankwa.
Menya dankwa.
Ene wie.
Ene wie.
Me fa yesu.
Me fa yesu.
Kase me fa yesu.
Me fa yesu.
Se me kra.
Se me kra.
Eni ma jinkwa.
Eni ma jinkwa.
Meda wase. Se wa jimi.
So
why am I body fufu?
So why am I body fufu?
Ewe Yesu di.
Ewe Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.